And then I got, obviously we got the biggest problem I got is Notre Dame BYU game, and I'm going to miss that. So clearly I'm upset with the president. I wish he and I could be at the Notre Dame game rather than being at Minden, but duty calls, and he's all about it. But that's the thing. Look, get out, come out, enjoy your time, meet our candidates, see Kevin Wall. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. And that's the main thing is to take back the community, take back your state. You have to vote red. Get out, vote the entire down ticket. Republicans, follow Joe Lombardo all the way down. We take back our state, take back our nation. You got to vote Adam Laxalt and all congressional candidates. You have to make sure you get that done.
Michael, always good to visit with you. We will see you down the road. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll have you on again here soon.
I can't thank you enough, man, for all you've done to help take this state back and put the voice of the people out there. God bless you, Kevin. God bless your listeners.
God bless you too, Michael. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. He's going to be a busy guy over the next 24 to 36 hours. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. In the last 11-plus years, I've made a lot of really great friends. But a married couple in Summerlin are extra special because they convinced me I didn't have to live with hearing loss. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. My friends told me to get tested, to get my hearing tested. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Machine Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've got breaking news from the Las Vegas Strip. We'll bring you that in just a minute. Stay where you are. Lots to do. We got a lot more guests, including Lynn Patton. A former Trump aide, Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, and a guy that is a mover and a shaker, Rory McShane, the principal for McShane LLC Political Consulting. He is a kingmaker. He is definitely a kingmaker. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, we got a road closure due to a police activity. That's Sand Avenue at Las Vegas Boulevard. Traffic is being diverted there at the Sands Convention Center because the area between the Palazzo and Wynn Las Vegas is currently closed. We'll have more on that in just a few minutes, but do avoid that area because traffic is being diverted. You're being turned around right there at the Sands Convention Center. Otherwise, look for reduced speeds on Interstate 15 South at Sahara. Heavy congestion on the 215 westbound beginning around Gillespie, and you're delayed on that transition as you leave 215 West, merging to Interstate 15 North.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Baseball's wild card action gets underway tomorrow. The first game set for 12:07 Eastern in the American League. It'll be the Rays facing the Guardians. Tampa, the third seed. Cleveland, the number six seed. Righty Shane Bieber starts for the Guardians. Lefty Shane McClanahan gets the start for Tampa. 2:07 Eastern on Friday. The Phillies take on the Cardinals in the National League wild card series. The Phillies, the third seed. The Cards are the sixth seed. Neither team has announced a starting pitcher. 4:07 Eastern, the Mariners visit the Blue Jays. It's the American League Wild Card Series. Seattle, the fourth seed. Toronto, the fifth seed. The Mariners go with right-hander Luis Castillo. Right-hander Alec Manoa gets the start for Toronto. 8:07 Eastern, Friday, the Padres visit the Mets. The fourth seed versus the fifth seed in the National League. San Diego goes with right-hander Yu Darvish. The Mets will start righty Max Scherzer. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. SamPetersforCongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We have an active threat down on the Las Vegas Strip. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following what's going on and been talking about street closures and things like that. What do you got for us so far?
Yeah, there's media reports right now, Kevin, that at least 6 people have been stabbed on the Las Vegas Strip today, and one person has died succumbing to those injuries. Now, we do understand that there is a suspect in custody. This was in the area on Sands Avenue, and that is between the Palazzo and Wynn Las Vegas, right there near the Las Vegas Sands Convention Center. And that's where they're diverting traffic right now at the Sands Convention Center. They won't let you go any further up to Las Vegas Boulevard. So it's kind of confusing because Twain turns into Sands, and then at Las Vegas Boulevard, that same street turns into Spring Mountain. So you understand the area that we're talking about. It's there at the Sand Convention Center, and that's where police are setting up shop. I'm looking at the traffic cam right now, and I see at least a dozen Metro police officers there on site. So stay away from that area because you're not going to get through there anyway.
But we do. Do we have confirmation of one fatality?
There are media reports. That's all I can say right now. But in these reports, at least one victim has died. Others have been transported to local hospitals. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Gentleman Jim Dallas, he'll be updating us throughout the afternoon on what's going on there. It's just, we talk about crime being one of the key issues for voters all across the state. And here we have a great, exhibit A of what we're talking about. People that come down to the Strip to simply have fun, to take pictures, to buy stuff, to enjoy themselves. And then they're confronted with this. That is just, that's why we're going to the polls in 33 days. 33 days to Election Day, 16 days to early voting. And we'll be voting by mail probably within a week. And this is when it all begins. And we simply have to make a statement that this kind of behavior, this kind of public policy relative to defunding the police and things like that, simply will not be tolerated by the electorate. We're just not going to allow it to happen. Again, 33 days to Election Day, 16 days to the early voting, and probably sometime next week you'll be able to vote by mail. I'm just guessing, but you probably will. The former president, Donald J. Trump, coming to town on Saturday to Minden up in northern Nevada, and will be making one of those, what I call hangar speeches at the Minden International Airport. And it'll be interesting to see what he says. What the message will be. He spoke before before an Hispanic group just in the last day or so. And in fact, let's go to cut 3 real quick. He lamented the loss of life kind of being in the wake of Hurricane Ian. Interesting analogy. This was the former president. Cut 3, go.
Let me begin today by expressing our boundless sympathy and love for everyone affected by the horrific devastation of the recent monster hurricane. It was a monster. Our hearts ache for every person whose home was damaged or destroyed, for every community that has been so horribly ravaged, and for every family that has lost a precious loved one to this terrible storm. And it's turning out to be a number that we're not happy with at all. It's a big number, and you could see that when you look at the devastation. It had to be a big number. It's terrible. We also thank God for the Coast Guard and the National Guard and law enforcement always and first responders and countless others who have stepped forward in this time of need. And God bless our governor and God bless all of the mayors. All of the mayors, and they're all working so hard and they're heroes, and we're going to get through this in Florida. Nobody can believe a storm of that magnitude and the kind of damage it did. We will persevere through this challenge, and we will rebuild and come back together as one nation. We'll be stronger and better, but we still pray for those lives that have been lost, because that we cannot bring back.
The former president will be in Minden on Saturday night, 7 o'clock. I don't have this on a confirmation, but I will tell you that Newsmax, and most of you get Newsmax if you have Cox Cable and maybe DirecTV. That on Channel 96, 1096, you can see the speech, the Trump speech on Saturday night. It's up in Minden, but it's going to be good. Tell you what, let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, one thing with the election coming up, just like this government, the regime that we have in power right now, they're very good at doing coups. And just like what happened in 2014 behind the backs of the United States and all across the world, the Ukraine government at that time, Viktor Yanukovych, who was the true Russian leader at the time, was overthrown by Poroshenko. He was put in power. We're still suffering for that. Who was behind all that? Good old Obama. What happened in Ukraine just in February? We're suffering from the same regime. Obama behind the scenes doing another coup, trying to get Vladimir Putin out. It happened in 2020. What did they do to Trump? Who was behind it? Good old Obama again. Third coup he did. Now coming up for 2022, how can we do the midterm coup, have ballot harvesting, all the dead people voting again? Who's behind that? Good old Obama.
And by the way, Brady, and by the way, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. I got to hit a break here in a minute. I've been hearing more and more talk that Michelle is starting to fundraise for a presidential bid. Could that be? Could that actually be happening? Wow. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, With United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you have been to the Strip in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks? And apparently, a lot of you have been. I don't think I've been to the Strip. No. I haven't been to the Strip in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks maybe. The stabbings that went on today down along the Strip is a bad, bad sign. You know, we talk about crime being so prevalent and that crime and public safety is going to be on the ballot 33 days from now. It's true. And today we already have Metro is telling News 3 that there's at least one fatality in these multiple stabbings down along the Las Vegas Strip. We'll keep you updated on that. Also, how many of you have filled up your gas tank just in the last week? I have, and it was expensive. It was, gosh, well over $5 a gallon. Gentleman Jim Dallas has paid $5.85, and it's getting tougher and tougher. I mean, it really honestly is. This is where, in fact, Chip Roy was on Fox last night. This is cut one, by the way. Biden energy policy, in the view of this congressman from Texas, is a miserable failure. Listen to this.
Well, first of all, it sure seems that the president has this wrong, right? I mean, the entire world is messing with us, right? We have that expression, don't mess with Texas. They're messing with the United States. And it's predictable. This president and his left-wing cronies in Washington have completely abandoned our national security strength. Just a mere 2 years ago, we were leading the world and we were actually exporting oil and gas. We had national security strength from a very strong oil and gas industry led right here in Texas. But this administration has been at war with fossil fuel, been at war with American people, adopting policies that undermines our national security. You just said it, right? He was over there begging the Saudis. I mean, think about that. Our national security policy for this president, this Democratic administration, is to go beg the Saudis to open up oil and gas when we sit on a mountain of oil and gas in the United States. It's a choice, Trace. And I just want all your viewers out there to know that. This is a choice. It's a purposeful choice. You've got Transportation Secretary Buttigieg out there saying, oh, we need to have our magic battery-powered cars. That'll save everything. Even though if you plug your car in, you're going to use up as much electricity as you do with your air conditioning unit. And they're destroying our grid with unicorn energy policies. And frankly, we're seeing it play out in real time, and it's bad for our national security and bad for our partners.
And you're right, Congressman, you're right, because, you know, the whole concept here is that the hypocrisy runs deep. I mean, the president deliberately restricted oil production in the United States, and now he wants to increase supply. The Wall Street Journal writes the following here: no American president has done more to make the U.S. more dependent on foreign energy than Mr. Biden in less than 2 years. The Biden White House has tried every gimmick to lower gas prices, other than the one that would really matter: call off its political and regulatory campaign against American oil and gas production. A statement from Mr. Biden to that effect would spur more production immediately in the Permian Basin and encourage new investment. And my question is, would it encourage new investment? Because we talk to oil execs who say, listen, we're not going to fall for this thing where he says, yeah, let's turn the spigot back on, and then a year later says, turn them back off after you've spent billions of dollars getting back online.
Well, that's the exact right question, Trace. And look, I've got a lot of good friends in the industry here in Texas. And this administration doesn't seem to understand that you've got to take time to go develop all the assets that you need to go create the investment. And this administration has been at war with that. And it's things like ESG, right? The policies that are clamping down on the free flow of capital to be able to allow our system to work. But again, it's purposeful. That's what the American people need to understand. They're doing this for a reason. And then you say, oh, well, gas prices have been going down for 100 days. Mm-hmm. Well, when you dump half your strategic petroleum reserve and abandon your national security interest in doing so you can try to save face in an election, because you know full well your policies are the one destroying our ability to have abundant oil and gas, then it's on you. But that's the problem. And it's also hurting our grid, the reliability of our grid, as we move to complete reliance on unreliable energy with oil with wind and solar.
Yeah. I wonder what you think, your last impression, if you would, Congressman, about, you know, the U.S. easing the sanctions on Venezuela so that Chevron can go there and pump more oil.
Well, this is the problem, right? We are now reliant on OPEC, which is a completely outdated organization. And now you're going to Venezuela. You're going to our adversaries in order to try to save our bacon. When I said earlier, we're sitting on a mountain of oil and gas. By the way, Venezuela has dirtier oil. They have an unbelievably bad record when it comes to environmentalism and the ability to produce oil and gas, whereas we have a clean record. Look, if you want to solve this problem, you immediately end the methane taxes they just passed with the stupid Inflation Adjustment Act in August. You stop the war on ESG. You stop continuing to have regulations that are shutting down our ability to produce oil and gas, and open up federal lands, which are right now at levels lower than World War II. Yeah. We can do that in a minute, but they refuse to.
That's Chip Roy, congressman from Texas, on Fox yesterday, and he's right. You know, but the only way we can fix this is to get out and vote and turn the House and the Senate over to Republicans and let them have their way. Maybe a veto-proof majority, a supermajority. It could be. Anything can happen in these final few weeks. And again, 33 days to Election Day, 16 days to the start of early voting. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance